I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Hi, Serena. That looked like you really, really enjoyed that win at the end, and it's quite a fight. Could you just walk us through the last couple of games and how you dealt with the crowd being uber excited too?
It was kind of fun, you know, to have the crowd so excited and, you know, doing the wave. It was definitely interesting, and actually sometimes as a player, it's a little frustrating because you want to get the match on, and you know, this time around I just was taking it in and enjoying the moment, and then I wasn't sure what to do. I was like, should I serve? Should I not serve? But when it's that close, you just keep going and you keep fighting, and the last few games I just kept doing that. I won a few, I lost a few, but you know, I just kept doing the best that I could for today.
Serena, it was a tough fight. Did you feel like you had a bit of yourself back before you left the sport after tonight's performance?
You know, definitely. I feel like, you know, it's been a long way and a long journey, and I'm still getting there, you know. But I've been working really hard so for a really long time. And, you know, I just hoping that every day I'm out there, every match I'm out there, it's hopeful to come together.
When you had a rough first set, you weren't playing like you can play. How do you click that change so fast? It's really impressive.
Thank you. I don't know. I feel like in the first set, I didn't play bad. I just didn't make any shots. So I guess it is bad. But I had all the right ideas, like coming to the net and hitting all my shots. They just weren't going in. So for me, that was kind of like a positive thing, because it wasn't like I was playing the ultimate match. I was just making so many errors. So I was like, I got to cut down on the errors, and I just got to just come out here and just fight. And that's what I did.
Serena, what made Barty's game effective against you in the first part of the match?
Like I said, I just made so many errors in the first set, and you know, when you play like that, it's difficult to win a set.
Serena, when you're on the court, it seems like you've got a real competitive spirit, no matter what the state of the game, and just that will to win. And when we're watching it, we can really sense that as well, and I think the crowd feeds off it as well. Where do you get that will to win no matter what mentality from, and have you always had it?
I've definitely always had that will to win. It was something I was born with, thank goodness. But I just, you know, this is a grand slam, you know, it's my first one back, and you know, I want to do the best that I can, and I want to be able to, you know, just do my best, and you know, one day tell my daughter that I tried my best. So when I was out there, that's, you know, all I was just trying to do is just do that.
Serena, did you expect so many reaction about your outfit yesterday? And second question, did you have any discussion with WTA and the referees about the regularity of your outfit, please?
I definitely thought there would be a lot of reactions over the outfit. It's not a typical outfit, but it is typical, you know. But what's typical, you know? Who makes the rules? I feel like in 2018, it's the world's different, and it's important to be yourself and to bend things and to try something new and to try something fresh. However, my outfit is actually functional for me because I've had a lot of health issues. So I believe Nike handles all that before the tournament starts. And I think they always handle it. And I just go out there and play.
Serena, you're meeting Julia Gerges in the next round. I know it's very fresh off of a big fight in the second round, but you've not played her, I think, in 7 years, 8 years ago here on the clay. What do you make of that matchup and someone who's been pretty steady over the course of the past 12 months?
Well, she's been playing really, really well. And, you know, I've actually been watching her play a lot when I was pregnant, and because she's been winning a lot and they show a lot of her matches. So it'd be good to play her. And every round for me is just an opportunity to go out there and do the best that I can do. And whether I win or lose, that's what I'm out here to do in this tournament.
Serena, it's striking to hear you say, you know, that yourself is coming out, that Serena is coming out. How are you managing your expectations? Because obviously every time you step on the court, people are comparing you to quote unquote your former self. Are you?
I don't know. If I were to play my former self, I'm not sure I would win, but I can't say I would lose. So, and thank God I don't have to do that. So it works out great for me. But yeah, this is just my third tournament back, and I've had a long break since my last one. So I'm probably not at where I was before I left. But the good news is I feel like I'm definitely going to get there. And I don't want to get there. I want to get beyond there. I don't want to limit myself. So that's what I look for. That's what I want to look forward to doing.
Serena, when you're practicing, do you get frustrated at times? Forehand isn't great, backhand isn't great. You're thinking, no, here I am playing fantastic again.
Yeah, no, I've never had a good practice. I don't think ever in my life, or maybe twice. And that's in, you know, my career has probably been 32 years. So, I'm the world's worst practicer. Everything is wrong. But I'm being nicer to myself. I'm working on that.
Is it what was the recovery like for you from the first round until today? It's been a couple of months, as you say, since you've been in a tournament. And is it hard at all for you to be sort of patient with yourself as you're coming back from the break you've had?
The recovery is, you know, for a first match is always difficult. I think it's every year in Australia when I play, the first match is like killer, no matter how much preparation I do. In the same year, it's killer. But once the adrenaline sets in, it's fine. It feels like you never played a first match. And that's kind of how I felt today. And I feel like, you know, every day gets better. I think the first 48 hours are the hardest. And after that, everything gets better. It's not really hard to be super patient. I just feel like this time around, I'm actually more patient with myself, and believe it or not, I'm actually nicer to myself, and I'm being more positive with myself.
Serena, for your first, you said only your third tournament back and your first on clay. How tough is it to have the doubles on the day off in terms of just recovery? And this was a physical match today, so having to go back out tomorrow, the choice to play doubles, how easy was that? And has it made this week tougher so far?
Well, it's been good. It's either play doubles or play or practice for 2 hours. So I'd rather play doubles. It's really the same thing. So it's no difference. But the only difference is I'm actually getting an extra match play, and I'm really lacking match play. So I'm in a position where I need the matches, and so I'm going to have to play doubles.
Serena, do you have any aims concerning the world rankings, like regaining a certain spot within a certain amount of time?
Yeah, usually I have goals. Like when I first came back on after my foot injury, I had these big goals and these, you know, these ranking ideas, and I accomplished them. And that was exciting. And so I definitely set goals for myself, but I'm a little behind right now. So I kind of just threw it out the window and just plan and just go as it comes.
Serena, there have been a lot of comments about you over the past few days. There were a couple that stood out to me. I'd like you to comment on each of them, if you would. Andrea Petkovic said you were one of her idols, and said that you were a strong woman who stirs controversy, and that's a good thing because it moves people.
Can you stop there? Because I'm never going to remember them all. and we can do this one at a time. Andrea and I get along great. She's a great person. I think everyone on the tour just absolutely loves her. And she's also, I think, a really strong individual who speaks her mind and who is unapologetically herself. And I think we both have a mutual respect and for each other. I feel really good that she felt and feels that way.
And the other comment was from Novak, who said that you were the greatest female athlete ever, probably.
Probably.
Serena, we know you as someone who loves culture and languages. Recently, you've been around Armenians, at least with people with an Armenian background.
Are you Armenian?
I am, yeah.
I'm honorary Armenian.
So I was just wondering how much you've come to learn about the Armenian culture, language, history, and how much it plays a role, really, in your life.
Well, I'm married to an Armenian, and I've learned that, you know, Armenians are incredibly proud. So I'm learning a lot about the culture. And, you know, whenever I meet an Armenian, my daughter is half Armenian. So they're like, I'm an honorary Armenian now, and it makes me feel really good, you know? So it's a great, great, great feeling. So, I love how proud, you know, they are, so, you know, some things just happened recently over there. So anyway, I'm planning on actually going to go visit there. I don't know when, but I think either this year or next year we plan a trip there. So it's going to be fun.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and 5-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.